Welcome back, everybody. Ben and Tyler here with America's Diesel Podcast.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Nice. Thank you for tuning in today.
First off, leave a five-star review.
Yeah, hit it, Tyler. Go.
Yeah, all right, guys. Yeah, first of all, we're available on Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes. Leave us a five-star review. Screenshot it. Send it in to, we're just doing Tyler at DieselPowerProducts.com because I'm getting him knocked out. And we will send you a dank meme with a handwritten letter that is promised to make your upper butt crack sweat. And plus, we'll get a shirt. You'll get a shirt. Yeah. You'll get a shirt with it, too. So, there you go.
Yeah, the upper butt crack segment makes you feel real comfortable.
Makes you feel real comfortable.
Oh, God. Uncomfortable. We're terrible people. Anyhow, yeah, make sure you check us out. TylerDeedSpotPracks.com. Send your reviews in there. Today, we are talking about stages. Not the stage.
What stage?
You know, what stage? Yeah. Stage 69, my dude.
69, my dude. Talking about stages. Yes.
So this is, and me and all the Ford guys were taking blame for it.
Yeah.
It's our fault. We did it. Yeah. If someone did it before us, I'm sorry, but
Yeah.
So the whole stages thing, and it's like, well, I got a stage one this, a stage four this, and a stage nine this. Will it all work together? It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Man, what are you talking about? I'm looking for a stage two this or a stage three. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Is there something we're missing? Because that's...
Yeah. Do you have like specs to back up what stages you're talking about?
Yeah.
So basically the whole kind of premise of this podcast is we're going to talk about stages. It's not going to be a long one. So you're going to hear pretty much, we're going to pack it in real tight.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we've run into is stages, and this is going to be a good one for all you guys that are maybe just getting into diesel performance stuff, or maybe you've seen it in the past, or maybe you're looking at a truck and they say they got stages this and stages
that. So I'm going to stop you there because maybe it's not the Power Stroke guys.
Oh, we're okay?
I think you might be okay because I think where it actually started was the tuner guys. The tuner industry, because that was like kind of before the diesel industry really kicked off.
Yeah.
And I feel like they started the stages, especially like Need for Speed Underground and like the video games where you're like, oh, I'm going to get the stage two suspension. I got enough money built up for the stage two suspension.
I got nothing but gritty parts on my car.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know what? I'm going to retract my statement and not blame it on the Power Stroke guys. I'm going to blame it on the tuner guys, which screw them.
This is a throwout. This is a shout out to all those guys that played Need for Speed Underground. I played it on PC and I also played it on Xbox. Oh my goodness. I spent so many nights playing that game because they had the free roam around and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You could totally mod out your car.
Yeah.
Change out the wheels and the turbos. And
I was a big Gran Turismo guy.
I kind of got into that.
Then I went to Need for Speed and then was like, wow, this is way cooler because it's like way funner because like with Gran Turismo, like you had to like kind of know what you were doing and like you'd make adjustments on your suspension. You were like, I don't notice a damn bit of thing. I still bounce off that wall at the same speed as I did before. It's funny on those games, like, I don't know, we're talking about video games. Now. Yeah. We got way off topic.
I'm pretty sure anybody listening to this can relate to that.
Yeah. But like Gran Turismo, like, nobody takes corners for real in that game.
No.
Like, you're e-braking, sliding, smacking the side of the wall, and then going. You just hope you've got a car that's got some acceleration so you can just waste everybody else around the corner.
My biggest thing, so me and my little brother would play Forza. I think it was Forza 5. And our goal was to make a car that was fast enough.
Yeah.
That because you had the guidelines on that light up like red, green, yellow, and stuff like that to make a car fast enough that no matter what, it was always red.
Yeah,
it's just unbearable. Can't hold any corner. It's just the worst.
You just bounce off the walls.
But it was all red all the time. Yeah. You look super badass.
Exactly. The thing with Gran Turismo, like your car didn't get that damaged. Like what?
Yeah.
Oh, your tires got red. You had to go to the pits and get some new tires. What? Just blow them off. Who cares?
Okay, anyways, back to the actual diesel podcast.
Stages. Yeah. Stages. I'm gonna retract. Power Stroke guys, you're fine.
Yay.
I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna say tuner guys. Which half of the tuner guys are probably now diesel guys.
It's kind of true. I mean, we all watched Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
Number two is the best. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Tokyo Drift is gay.
Pockets ain't empty, guys. The intro to Tokyo Drift,
yeah,
epic. And when they're racing through the houses and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
You know what? We're kind of getting a little tangent right now. Wow, it's super tangent, but this makes me kind of like want to have a tangent episode where it's just drink beer and...
And just talk about stuff.
Just shoot the stuff.
Yeah, shoot
the... Anyhow, back to stages. So thanks, tuners, for ruining it for all of us, especially giving us Power Stroke as a bad name.
Yeah, and the biggest issue with it is, especially on the diesel industry, and this probably isn't the standard with the tuner industry. I don't know. I haven't really looked at the tuner industry lately to see if they're like still what they were, because anyways, but there's no standard.
Yeah.
There's no standard with anything.
It's like we were talking about. It's like women's clothes.
Yeah.
Size 1's a size 10, size 4.
And you
backwards.
You know what's funny? I was talking to a customer yesterday, and it was actually one of our podcast listeners, and I told him we were going to do the 12-valve episodes, which we just did before this one. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that. I was like, it's funny with the injectors on 12-valves. Like, it went from the beginning, it was, they didn't give you like a horsepower rating. They didn't give you a stage. They didn't give you nothing. It was like 12, I'm talking 12-valve stuff, whole size. Or I'm sorry, like
5x18.
Whole number and whole size.
Yeah.
Like that's what you got. Mm-hmm. And you had to figure out, okay, what size do I need for my build? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like they kind of got away from that and was like, okay, stages. We're going to do stages. So you'll see, it's so funny because some manufacturers are still stuck on the size thing. Some of them are doing the stages. I think Dynamite is doing stages. Dynamite is doing stages on their 12-valve injectors. So it's like stage one, stage two, stage three, right? Well, it's like, okay, so it went from size to stage to horsepower. Now it's like done full circle, it's back to size. Like everybody now that we get calls on are like, what's the size of that injector? We're like, well, Dynamite says it's stage three, it'll support this horsepower. Yeah, but what's the size? Oh crap.
Yeah. So the stages and the guys at the YouTube people that I watch, the Mike Carmoz, the Australian guys, Moog and Marty.
Yeah.
They have a fun series going on right now with stages and everything like that. They're building a Focus TS. ST? Whatever.
Whatever the Focus is.
Not a diesel, don't care. Yeah. Actually, my little brother has one and it rips.
Yeah.
But what we're getting at with stages is here is, if you're new to diesel stuff and you're buying parts for your truck and he's like, oh, well, someone offers a stage one this. Well, they have a stage two that. But then you start looking like, well, they have a stage two, but they don't even have a stage one.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? You're not crazy. The stages are thrown on completely arbitrarily. There are some companies that will use their own stages as a rubric, but that's them using their own rubric. That's not an industry standard.
Not by any means.
That doesn't mean that, like, you know, brand A's stage two will work with brand B's stage two. Or they're even comparable. They could be completely, we're talking like someone's stage two injector could be like a 190cc injector for a 6-liter, and someone's stage two turbo is basically just like a new turbo with a billet wheel.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
That's grossly mismatched.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to kick you back here, too. Like, in the beginning, like, I feel like I've been here like my entire life. But like, in the beginning, like, intakes, there was a big thing with intakes.
Yeah.
Stage one intake, stage two. And the big, and this was like the closest thing that got to a standard with stages.
Mm-hmm.
Stage one was filter box and filter stock tube.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stage two, you got the tube.
Yeah.
There was no stage three. Yeah. I don't know. It was just one or two. That's all you had. That was the closest thing that ever got to a standard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing that a lot of people get stuck on that. Anybody that's just getting into the diesel industry might have came from another industry that did have like a set sort of, or a more set, you know, line of stages, right? Freaking producer.
You couldn't pick that up on a mic, but it was bad.
Yeah. Anyways, so they're coming into the industry and someone may search, and this kind of goes twofold, because I kind of think that this is some of the reason why they will state a stage or whatever for searching reasons, because anybody who's in the online industry knows, you know, how many things you could change on a listing to make certain things pop up with different way you word things and that sort of thing. So I think they're kind of using it as a kind of suck you in kind of a thing. But I mean, really, anybody that's starting out with these trucks should just kind of look at that and just kind of just bypass it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about before about making plans, it's all about what you're trying to accomplish, and call us and we'll talk to you about it.
Yeah.
If you're stuck on the stage thing and you don't know, you don't understand what... Most of the time, those people, we can get them on the phone call in 5 minutes. We can straighten them out and find out what their goal is and get them into the right parts, regardless of the stage thing. The stage thing is nothing. Again, I think it's carryover. And again, I don't think it's the Power Stroke, guys. I think as tuner guys are carryover from another industry that just didn't really take hold in this industry. Just because, too, there's so many things, so many avenues you can go with these trucks, and there's people that use them for towing, there's people that use them for racing, there's people that use them for just daily driving, people mm-hmm. that want fuel economy. So to have a standardized stages for all those kind of people that use these trucks in all different ways, kind of impossible.
Yeah. I think that's actually spot on right there.
Holy crap. Yeah. Should have wrote that down.
Yeah. We need to translate this and put it on our website. Yeah. But I think you're absolutely right. The stages gets, they get really misinterpreted and yeah. misunderstood a lot. And yeah. if you take the stages at their face value, you end up possibly buying a lot of parts that may not actually work together.
Yeah.
And then you might end up even more upset than you were before or something like that.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, I guess the moral of the story is if you're not sure on stages, please for the love of God, call us.
Yeah.
Or email us, any of those. You know, this is kind of turning into like a call us no matter what type of,
well,
you know, but you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, for, again, and this is, for someone that doesn't know anything about diesels, that you can get caught up in that. You can get caught up. Okay, oh, I need the stage two kit, or I need, you know, I'm the first thing I'm doing, I need to do stage one everything. It's like, okay, yeah. What does that mean? what do you mean?
What's the goal?
Yeah, and that's where we just kind of blow it out the window. So, and just yeah, again, go for the goal. Go yeah. for the goal, and then build it for the goal. And if you have plans on, you know, compounding that goal into something bigger, then we can kind of, you know, recommend parts to do that. So yeah, it's
I would say the other thing there too is like, don't confuse two words kind of end up sounding somewhat the same, but don't confuse stages with phases.
Yeah,
I think
ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually, that could be even, well, we have a couple of series going on right now with the phases and stuff like that, but I think stages often get misinterpreted with stages.
Yeah.
They say phases and stages. Yeah.
Yeah. Phases.
See,
and
now
stages.
I'm confusing myself.
Yeah.
See, I should call these. Yeah. I should call Benedict's Power.
You should call it. Call it.
I just shook my own hand.
Yeah.
Sir. Yeah. I think that's a big point of confusion there, and easily solved. We can do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, there's some parts of these trucks that manufacturers, I guess, could get together and be like, okay, here's what we would consider like stages. Like one thing that comes to mind is transmissions.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone could easily build like a stage one transmission that comes with like a good single disc converter, you know, keeps it that, you know, doesn't have a billet input shaft, but,
right.
You know, updated clutches and a valve body, mm-hmm. and maybe a deep sump pan. Boom, yeah. Stage one. And ATS kind of already does this. But if they kind of standardized, I mean, it would take a lot to do, like you, people, again, manufacturers want to do their own thing. So like trying to get them like, you need to make a stage one. It's like not going to happen. No, of course. But,
well, if they're doing that, I'm doing something else.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. But I mean, with transmissions or something, I could see that would be something that they could do. Like, okay, stage, like I said, stage one is, you know, good converter, clutches, stock input, deep pan. Stage two, maybe goes to a triple disc and then a billet input. Stage three, billet intermediate and output, better, you know, billet, basically very similar to what ATS is kind of already yeah. doing. And then, like I mentioned in the beginning, like the intake thing, I mean, if they wanted to, you could have like a stage one intake and a stage two intake and that sort of thing. But again, it's something that there's so many ways you can use the truck that you can't standardize. You'd have to have a standard for every single use.
Yeah.
So you'd have three stages of stages. So,
oh my goodness.
We're just getting too intense.
So more of the story is don't get hung up on stages.
Yeah.
We can get it figured out. That's fine. That brings us to one of my...
So here's one, real quick here. Cause like what if you want to consider like, let's get into stages. Okay. So right. like stage, let's to make it generic on any build. Okay. I would think stage one on any build, or phase one, you want to, like you said, don't get confused with stages for phases. But if you wanted to call it a stage one build, intake, tuner, exhaust, boom. That is like a standard for every truck.
Unless there's you got a Duramax head lift pump.
Yeah. There's some caveats there, but yeah. You know, stage,
for the most part, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then your stage two is kind of like, I would think instead of stage two being parts, stage two should be like, okay, where are you taking this truck? Not necessarily parts, but an idea, a outline of where you're going to take the truck. So stage two is you sitting down going, okay, I want to do this horsepower level, and then map out the parts that you need to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Just because, again, there's not standards with the parts. So someone's stage two could be someone else's stage one.
Yeah. And even then with the phases too, a good thing to consider is, okay, I've done intake, tuner, exhaust. Now think about like, okay, maybe I have a little bit older of a truck, or I've got a truck with a lot of miles on it. My next phase, not only am I trying to add power, but I know like I've got an early 6.7 Cummins. I know my turbo is getting ready to, you know, bite the bullet. Mm-hmm. I know that I want to upgrade. So I want to make sure that I match the parts with the turbo that I want to go with for the horsepower that I'm going to be at. It's
yeah.
Write it down, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that we did miss, there is like BD does and like Garrett does like the stage one and two of their like modified VGT turbos.
Yeah. Like the Screamer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have a stage one and stage two.
Yeah. It can all get really confusing. Don't get too lost in it. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, basically the moral of the story is screw stages. What are you trying to do?
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah, numbers don't lie. Yeah, exactly.
You tell me what CC your injector is or what your, you know, horsepower over stock. That's not a bad one either.
Yeah.
I think percentage over, some of them go liters per minute. But I would say if we have those other specs, we can usually line you up to like figure out what you're actually going with there.
Yeah.
Because nothing makes me like inside cringe a little bit when it's like okay, like I need gears for my truck. I need something for this truck. And it's like, all right, what are you doing performance for this truck? I got stage one this, stage four this, stage five this, stage two, stage three, stage. And I'm like, but they're not even saying manufacturers. Like I got stage two turbo, stage four injectors, stage eight transmission, stage 69 tires.
It's like, whoa.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh man, like you just gave me a really good description. I'm sure in your head you told me exactly what your truck was, but I know
really cool to someone who doesn't know what they're listening to.
You told me basically that stuff is not stock. That's all I know. and then I have to try like dissect that, and which is fine. You know, that's what we get paid to do. That's why that's why I make the big bucks in my why we're cool.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not a bad deal.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Ben.
Hit me.
And this is like I have never brought this question up with you, and I might be putting you on the spot right now.
All right.
Do you want to be put on the spot right now during the episode?
I'm always about upper burp crack. All right. Upper burp crack.
So you've got your Suburban, your gas Suburban.
Yes.
I know you hate it.
I hate it with a passion.
What's your next diesel project? I put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot. Oh man.
Oh, and you're on camera.
I'm on camera now too. All right. You know
what?
My next diesel project, I'll be fairly honest, I am starting to gravitate towards a 6-liter.
I knew you were going to say that because we've talked about that a little bit. So it wasn't kind of a loaded question. It wasn't kind
of
putting you on the spot, but it was.
For me to say it out loud with an audience, it's always been like behind closed doors, like, shh, hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm thinking about a 6-liter.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, oh, dude, and they slap me in the face. Like,
like, don't do that. Yeah, what are you doing?
Idiot. But I think I'm actually starting to gravitate towards a 6-liter for a couple of different reasons. Maybe we can get into that now, or a different episode, doesn't matter to me. But
let's get into it. Screw it.
Let's get into it right
What's
now.
What's stage one?
Okay. Stage one is buy the truck. See how misconstrued these stages can get? Oh my goodness. But so here's where I'm going out with the whole 6-liter build, and I'm going to try and keep this like nice and tight, right?
Yeah. Is it going to be an excursion or a pickup truck? Or do
that's
you have
debatable.
You decided?
I could go either way.
Okay.
That kind of
four door, though, probably like
four
a
door for
at
sure.
Least.
I really actually kind of want a four door long.
I would
but
love to see
pickup.
You back in an excursion.
Yeah,
I just feel too. Like when I see you, I just look at. I was like, oh, that's an excursion kind of guy right there.
Yeah. Here's the hard part though. I don't think my Suburban will ever actually die, so I will have the people hauler forever.
Yeah. True, but you could get like an 05 Suburban with like coil suspension. And do some sweet Carly suspension on it.
Oh, you're talking about excursion. Oh, I'm about to school you, man.
Oh, they never did it.
They
did
never
they?
Did it.
Oh my good God, they converted. Yeah,
that was. I actually learned that. I learned that when I was shopping for excursions because I figured the 05 would be sought after. I was like, you know what? I'll build a 6-liter for a coil friend.
Yeah. They didn't do that ever.
They didn't do it. No. Wow, 05 is the least strong front end, same as the 99-04.
Excursion just went down a stage in my book.
No, you can always fix that. So. I'm not going to need, from what I can tell, I'm not going to need a people mover.
Yeah.
I'd be down for a 6-liter excursion, but I think I may try and find a late model 05 to 07 6-liter four-door long bed. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a dually, but just
well, there's like a million of the long. I mean, a long bed's probably way easier to find than a short bed.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just knowing the fact that I want to get one that's fully loaded. I'd prefer a Virgin. Or one that's got like a minor mechanical issue because I'm mechanical. I can fix these kind of things. And I don't ever want to get into a truck where I'm over my head again.
Yeah.
Like the payments that I had on the excursion and some other trucks I've ever had. And you guys dealing with financial stuff with your families, dude, I feel you. Like I'm going through it right now.
Yeah. Well, like we don't drive brand new trucks.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We don't drive what we drive because we want to. It's more of a lifestyle choice for us as far as we're trying to do other things too. I mean, we're average Joes. We're not like, you know, millionaires.
Yeah. I tore out a piece of my heart, sold my excursion, paid off my debt, paid off my wife's debt on her car.
Yeah.
And now I'm driving a Suburban that every day I hate my life a little bit, but in the end it's for a goal and I get that.
Yeah.
So I like to find a nice later model 6-liter coil sprung, obviously loaded. I don't know if I need a King Ranch or whatnot, but I definitely want something nice and loaded.
Yeah.
Get some nice suspension in there, maybe like a Backcountry or something like that. Probably stick with like 37s. Probably not going to get too crazy with it.
Yeah.
A little bit of tranny work. Engine's definitely getting pulled, fire ring,
the whole
cam.
Meal deal,
I'm just going to get in there. I'm going to balls deep because my stupid Suburban's probably never going to die.
Right. Seriously.
And I'm going to build it and run it. And I want to build it so I can beat the crap out of it.
Yeah.
And I know everybody with a 6-liter feels, I feel like they start off the same way. I'm going to prove a bit wrong. I'm going to build a 6-liter and beat the crap out of it. And you guys have already done it. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here.
Right. Exactly. But can you build a good running 6-liter? Absolutely.
Guys,
and they
here
actually
locally
sound
have.
Really cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
They sound really awesome. You can't deny the sound of them.
I shared a video from like the first UCC with a whole bunch of my friends, or a whole bunch of my friends shared it with me. They're like, I know you hate 6-liters. Like, dude, I don't hate 6-liters. Like,
yeah.
There's a stigmata that goes along with it.
Yeah.
But I will tell anybody, and this is, if you know me, you know our company here, this is one of the most accurate things I ever heard anybody from the diesel power gear guys sell or say or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I agree with them 1,000%. This is my like prove me wrong table banner in the front.
Change my mind.
Yeah. I dare you to get into even a 6-liter with just a tuner on it.
Yeah.
And an exhaust and wrap that thing out and rev it out.
Tell
and
me
not
that
have the
so cool.
stupidest smile on your face.
Yeah. Seriously.
Small displacement ish V8 wrapped out. You can get more revs out of it than you can in any other or V8 diesel on the market, as far as I know right now, even though it's Huey.
Yeah.
And this thing just sounds so angry.
Yeah.
So angry.
They do. They sound great. I do like, I mean, they all sound pretty, they all have their unique sound.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But the 6-liter is just something special.
Yeah, it is.
You get that loud turbo whistle, but then you get that kind of throaty, like V8 kind of like.
But then you get the revs because you've got smaller cylinders in a V8, smaller cylinder and less displacement than a 6.6, more displacement than obviously an inline 5.9.
Yeah.
But these cylinders are smaller.
Yeah.
So think about, and this is like a super extreme thought, but like think about like an IndyCar or something like that where they have like a 4.5-liter V10 or something like that.
Right, yeah.
You know, when they get those things wrapped out, they get super high-pitched and gnarly. I'm starting to get chills right now.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm getting chills or high. I'm talking about buying a 6-liter. You know?
Yeah, I mean.
And it just, I especially having a daily driver, and this is something that I haven't been able to have in a long time, like
right, yeah,
where my diesel is not my primary pickup.
Exactly.
Where I can have it down for 6 months while I build it and firing it and everything like that. And that, to me, totally worth it. I get the knowledge.
Yeah.
And I just, it sounds fun to me. And hopefully I'm not inflating the prices of 6-liters right now, because they're actually sort of starting to go up a little bit because they figured out how to fix them.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of them most of them that are, at least I see for sale, have already been gone through the whole rigmarole of fixing all the BS that's wrong with them. But yeah, no, I think that's cool. I think that's awesome.
Wow, that was a long free. Oh man,
that was a you. We didn't even talk about that before I started. I just thought of it halfway through, and I'm like,
we're gonna have to change
the
title of the episode. Like, hey, stages and Ben's minus 6-liter.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about each other's rigs, we'll give you a Suburban update here.
Hit me.
And we actually joked about this, and it's funny because after we first joked about it, it started becoming true. Like, what the hell is going on here? Because you said, this project is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and you're going to end up coming out on top on this, because we talked to Troy, which is a local guy that comes in, and I'm like, dude, listen, I got this 6.2 Banks turbo kit. I'm looking to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing
there's tons of people looking for those.
I'm like, what? What are you talking about? There's people looking for this motor? Like, holy moly. Like, so for anybody that hasn't listened, I'm going to 5.3 swap. I'm going to LS swap. My Suburban, I don't care if you get mad at me because I'm going to double the horsepower with a stock engine.
Hey,
it just makes sense, okay? Because I don't have to change axles. There's a bunch of things that I would have to do a diesel. I would love to, but it's just not in the books for me. So we're just going to 5.3 swap it. We're going to have a reliable LS motor in this bad boy. But the cool thing is every time it seems like I made it. So Ben is like the spreadsheet, like connoisseur, like I build a spreadsheet out of Excel and I'm like, hey Ben, check out my spreadsheet. like look what I learned on Excel. And so I built this like fancy sheet that shows like all my costs of everything and like what I expect to get the motor, like sell the engine and turbo kit for and all this stuff. Seems like every day I like re-go over my list and like re-look at everything. It gets cheaper and cheaper. this is not a poke at Ash or anything or other tech, but Ash is like,
it's like a gentleman's bet.
He's a realist. He's yeah. like, he's hit me with the realism on, you know, I got big dreams. I got big plans and I don't think of the little things. And Ash is like, well, okay, you know, what's going to cost you this, this, and this. I'm like, okay, yeah. All right. So I start factoring some things in, but at the same time, it's like every time I talk about this stuff, it gets cheaper and cheaper. Like Sands, our other sales tech, he had, what was that thing? Like it was an 89 GMC pickup.
Yeah.
That single cab that
beater
he had.
Beater with a heater.
And so his brother bought some motor mounts to LS swap that thing, and they never did. So mine's an 88, and there's a split from like the square body to the new body, right? Mm-hmm. So mine's kind of like that stepchild in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I can either go with the 88 through 91 mounts or whatever they are, or the 77 through 87 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so I call the place that they bought the mounts from and I'm like, hey, well, these 88 through other ones work. And they're like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I talk to Sans. Sans is like, yeah, I'll just sell them to you for $50. I'm like, that's half. I'm like, literally, this whole, I have to rework my spreadsheet every week and like reallocate funds to this thing because it's like, it's getting cheaper and cheaper every single week. Like at this point, I'm going to make money on this deal. Like, and if I actually make money on this deal, like I'm going to be like, what in the,
you're buying us all pizza. If you make
seriously,
money on this.
Pizza and beer or something. Yeah. Man. Like seriously. Yeah. So I'm excited to get this real. Like at this point, it's like just waiting on me to like pull the trigger on the motor. Mm-hmm. And kind of right now the weather's kind of crappy. So trying to do an engine swap in my driveway that with no shop. I don't have a shop or anything like that. So yeah. Not the funnest thing, but I'm just trying to chip away at it and kind of, you know, buy parts here and there. But every time I go to buy something, Sans is like, oh, I got that. I'm
yeah.
Like, what?
Or you find it cheaper.
Why didn't you tell me you had this like when I started this whole
yeah.
So it's just crazy how it's all working out. So it's almost like it wants to happen.
Yeah.
So
There's your sign.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Like you have a gas engine, you want a diesel, and I have a crappy old diesel. I'm putting a gas engine in.
You're literally going to the engine I have right now.
Literally. Right meow. The same exact engine. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I drove your Suburban, and it does have more power than my Suburban does.
Not a lot, but it does.
I would say a lot.
Still don't like it.
Yeah. That's all right.
Anyhow.
They're all cool. Anybody, you know what? This is maybe I've had a couple too many of the Mac and Jacks here, but you know what? They're all cool. Anybody's project's cool. You know, there's people out there who are like, oh crap, you're not leaving a diesel. You're not a purist. Like, you know what, dude, I just want something reliable and I want something that when I turn the key, it fires up and it goes.
I'm going to revert back to one of my previous statements. You know what's cool?
What?
Showing up to work on time.
That's real cool. Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And with that, we're going to wrap it up. There's your awkward long update on what's going on with Ben and Tyler.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah,
America's Diesel Podcast. Oh, I'm going to get that right.
America's Diesel Podcast.
America's Diesel Podcast brought to you by Diesel Power Products. Thanks for tuning in.
See you next
week.
Time.